Hello, everyone, and welcome to Super Meek's Music and Motivation. So the last time that I did this was in 2019 in May, and that one was called Practice. And if you haven't listened to it yet, definitely go and listen to it. It was about pretty much talking about social media. That was pretty much the motivational part about it. Had some pretty good nuggets in there talking about how you can limit your amount of time on social media using your phone settings and things of that nature. And also how you can leverage social media because we do enjoy it. So there needs to be a balance. I mean, this is a generation that enjoys networking over the internet probably more than they do face-to-face, which is probably not such a great thing, which will have a little bit to do with what I have in my motivational piece today. But if you listen back to that one, it's called Practice, and it has a lot of the Misfits music that was on Volume 1. Today, I'm really going to feature the music that's on Volume 2 and also tell you a little bit about what's coming in the woodworks with us, the Misfits. And so let's go ahead and get this thing started. The first song that I am going to play for you guys is, drum roll please, Priceless. I know that I'm constantly sharing this song on social media. This song means so much to me because I wrote this song basically to be an empowerment to myself. And then as I began to sing it, I realized that it can also empower others. You know, I didn't realize the strength and the ability and the gifting that was inside of me to empower and inspire others. Even though I was doing it as a teacher and in the classroom, and I would do it on my jobs here and there, I just didn't really see how much of an impact that I was having on other people's lives. And then when you're going through something yourself, you really don't see it. But I wrote this song to encourage myself. And then I found myself encouraging other people through it. And it just became an empowering song. And so that's the first one I'm going to play because it's also the name of my new book and my new album. They're both called Priceless. The album is released in April and the book is going to release in March. So look out for those. And here's Priceless.
And like my diamond, you shine. No one can resist your confidence. They try to bring you down, but it's something they can do. Get out the way, a queen coming through. And you have nothing to prove. Just know the Lord's got you. So there's no way you can lose. The battle's won for you. And even if you can't see, just have faith and believe. Your Father King of Kings, so He'll supply your needs. I know it gets hard sometimes. You're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
But don't let it bring you down because everything's okay.
You're priceless. You're a star in your home and on your job. You hold it down. You wear the crown. Don't let nobody take you down.
To see you fall, but nah, this is what we call the call. It don't feel good now, but you came so far, and it's the journey and the promise that will cleanse it all. I know they hurt you, calling you all those names and all, but the Lord calls you daughter, so the shame is gone. And if they want to try to hold you, you can shake them off, because you're free as a bird and the chains are gone. I know you're struggling, trying to protect your fall, but the Lord said He got you, you can have it all. And as a matter of fact, all your tears are gone. So hold your head up high so your crown don't fall.
I know it gets hard sometimes. You're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
But don't let it bring you down because everything is okay.
You're priceless. You're a star in your home and on your job. You hold it down. You wear the crown. Don't let nobody take it down. You're priceless. You're a
Priceless,
you're priceless, you're priceless, you're priceless.
I got you, now you're here today. Ain't nobody ever gonna make me go away. You are priceless to me, I even pray for you. I thank the Lord for my baby boy, who's like no other. When I'm looking and kissing and even holding you, I got to give him the praise, cause that's what fathers do. You a blessing, a miracle in disguise to me. You're making me cry, your life has changed my destiny. My, so precious, so adorable. You a gift from above, I'm never letting go. I'm writing this verse because you know you touched my heart. My prayer to the Lord is that we'll never be apart.
I know it gets hard sometimes, you're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
Ooh, but don't let it bring you down, because everything is okay.
All right, and welcome back. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's Priceless, a very powerful song. Like I said, it's something that I wrote to inspire myself, encourage myself after going through some storms in life. You know, sometimes we reach a point in our life where it seems like it's no coming back, it's no return. And God just helped me to understand deep within myself that I'm priceless. And he helped me to be able to see that despite every mistake that I had made in life, that he still had value for me being here on earth, and I still had a purpose to live out. And it really encouraged me, you know, as a mom, that's a purpose. He had to remind me that, you know, that's still a purpose. Sometimes we want to do so many major things in this world that we forget some of the simplest things are actually the major things, or the things that matter the most. So that's one part of it, that I'm a mom. But then also having that revelation and being encouraged myself also empowered me to write the book Priceless, and to encourage other people to know that they do have a purpose, and that they are still worthy of that purpose because of what was done through Jesus Christ, his blood. So it doesn't matter what you did, you're still priceless, because you still were purchased with the price. And that was through the precious blood of Jesus, as well as you still have a purpose. Nobody was created to be here on earth for no reason. So if you're here, you're here for a purpose. And finding and discovering that purpose is very important. And that's one thing I cover in the book, is finding and discovering your purpose, and then also pursuing it. And in that pursuit, I go through 7 strategies of spiritual transformation, because some people call it transitioning. I call it transformation, because you go from one particular being to a whole nother being spiritually. Not physically, you may look the same, or you may even go through some changes physically, but really the main focus is the spiritual transformation, the transformation that's happening inside of you. And that's all dealing with just a mindset shift, a mindset change of, you know, allowing your thoughts to control you, to actually controlling your thoughts and being more intentional in our lives and in our lifestyles and our decisions. So I say all of that because that's what the book, what's in the book Priceless, is 7 strategies to basically help in spiritual transformation and that transitioning from, you know, maybe having feeling low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, and feeling unworthy or worthless based on life experiences. Maybe you went through some things as a child, or maybe you made some adults as made some decisions or poor decisions as an adult. And as a parent, we know that that's like the hardest thing, because when you make a mistake as a parent, you don't only just hurt yourself, you hurt your children too. So that's like a double whammy. And a lot of times people say, well, you know, don't have a pity party for yourself. No, we shouldn't, but everyone makes mistakes. And what we need to keep in mind is that we're here to love and restore our brothers and our sisters in Christ, and not tear them down. And so so many people that try to put on this image of perfection, and we know it's not true, because perfection doesn't even exist. The only one that was perfect was Jesus. And so what we have to learn to do is, first of all, love and forgive ourselves, and love and forgive our brothers and our sisters. And by restoring them is really ultimately showing them the real definition of love, agape love, unconditional love. Yes, you missed it, but guess what? I still love you. Yes, you did something that may have hurt me, but yes, I still love you. And that forgiveness, it really actually frees us up also from our own mess so that we can also be forgiven. It's funny how things work out. You know, what we put out in the atmosphere is also what we get back. So make sure what you're putting out is something positive. And so that's why we do what we do, the Misfits. We definitely make sure that our music is positive and something that is inspirational and can help motivate people to do good, live good, be good, you know, and enjoy their life. Live out your purpose. Be everything God created you to be. He said you're prosperous. He said you're abundant. He wants us to have an abundant life. He said that you're royalty. He said that you had a purpose and that you're chosen. So he said it, so it must be true. So who cares what anyone else thinks or anyone else says? But what we do need to be mindful of is that what God says. He has the final say so in all of our lives. So with that being said, I'm going to go into another song by The Misfits, and it's called Real Love. And this is another one I share often on social media. It's one that I wrote myself and produced also with AA. Basically, real love is just about agape love. We talk about loving our brothers and sisters despite their flaws, despite their mistakes. And that's the kind of love God has for us. He loves us no matter what we do. And we need to remember that. You may have messed up just now, just a second ago. He still loves you. You made a mess up last night and you're trying to figure out, you know, did I mess up so bad that I can't get right? No. It's nothing you can do that can separate you from the love of God. So he loves us unconditionally. And we have to remember that, because we can get super religious when we're reading the word and forget that it's all about love. And that even though God may correct us, chastise us, you know, you know what we go through. We may go through trials that in life and this journey that help us to learn and help us to grow and build our character. But even in all of that, the whole message behind it is love. So this next song is called Real Love.
Me. I was feeling depressed. You came and you saved me. You told me.
me, I was your own. Never will you leave me alone. No need to worry no more. You're sitting up on the throne. So much power you gave and installed in me. But it's in you that I live, move, and have my being.
Everyone, that was my jam, Real Love. And as you can see, it's a very powerful song, just like Priceless. Very meaningful song. Once again, going into that inner work that has to be done, us realizing how much God loves us and being able to forgive others and being able to forgive ourselves and understand that God loves us unconditionally. So they go hand in hand, I would say, because they both have that message about how much God still loves us despite our flaws, our errors, and our mistakes. But now I'm going to go into the motivational piece of Super Meek Music and Motivation. And so today what I'm going to talk about is basically how I want to ask this question. How many people do you smile at, wave to, say hello to on a daily basis, on your job, in your family, at the grocery store? Not talking about flirting. I'm talking about genuinely. It could be male to male, female to female. It could be male to female, female to male. But how many people throughout the day do you actually greet outside of social media? Because what I noticed, and I know I talk a lot about social media because I'm in that age where basically this is our generation and it's full of social media. I remember being young and we had MySpace, and now we have Facebook and Instagram, and the list goes on and on. And then the generation after us has even way more, because even though they exist, you know, I don't know all of them, and I'm not even interested in all of them because I have a different purpose in using social media than probably, you know, a youngin'. So for me, it's an opportunity to share my business as well as network with other people who are like myself, business-minded, like-minded, believers, people who are creatives, things of that nature, where I can network with people who are like-minded as myself in those areas, as well as be able to share my businesses and share what's happening, you know, next as far as music, books, and things like that. So it's a good outlet for me. It's also a great way for me to see like my family and my friends and how they're flourishing in life. You know, we don't post the mess, the junk, you know, we post the good stuff. So I'm able to see how, you know, people are doing well in life. But I'm not a fool to the fact to know that we all have different obstacles. But the average person looking on social media who may not have conquered their thoughts in that area may look at everyone else's life and think, man, their life is so much better. And reality is that people don't post their mess on social media. I mean, if you do, then that's also another issue, because your mess don't belong on social media. You never know who is going to see or look at your page. So your mess really doesn't belong on there. But nonetheless, most people know that. So they're not posting that stuff. They're not posting their falls or their downfalls. They're posting the things that think that they believe or what resonates with them as far as being great and enjoying life and things like that, living their best life, you know. So they're not posting the thing where it says, man, everybody look at my bill, I'm getting an eviction. And then even when we do see stuff like this on social media, a lot of times people pass judgment like, oh man, they just trying to get some money, it's a scam, and et cetera, et cetera. Because really and truthfully, these people, we don't really know each other. Like, we're only networking through the internet. So I really don't know you and you really don't know me, but we can know what we need to share with each other. And we can also still, you know, encourage each other and say our hellos and share our ideas and network and all of those things, even though it is over the internet. So I'm not knocking it. I'm definitely using social media to market my different platforms that I have as an artist, an author, a coach, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I just wanted to mention the balance part of it with family and friends. You see people on there, and it may seem like everyone's living their best life, but people don't really post the stuff that they're struggling with. Just keep that in mind. So if you are a person who get on social media and you start to feel depressed, let me just tell you, you going through, everybody going through. You're not by yourself. But my purpose in saying that is because, you know, we can get on social media so quick and be ready to say hello to people and all of these different things, but we can see someone right in front of our face and we won't even give eye contact. We'll see them with their head down. We won't even cheer them up and give them a good word of encouragement. We'll see people and we won't even say hello, you know. And so I see this a lot where, like, you almost want to say hello, but then a person shifts their eyes almost like they don't even want that human interaction. But the reality is that we were created to interact and to connect with one another, not for us to just be all closed up with one another. And what I found is that a lot of us turn to social media because it's on social media, you don't really have to go through those awkward moments face to face. You know, you can go through those awkward moments where a person can say hello and you can say hello back, but you don't have to deal with the expressions. You don't have to worry about, is this person flirting with me? You don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I don't really want this person to speak to me because they look awkward. Like, you don't go through all of those different motions when you're on social media because you're not face to face. So, but when we don't do that, my question is, like, how does that affect us as people? Like, do we become more distant from one another instead of connecting with one another face to face anymore? Like, do we just take to social media and that's a good enough? I saw my sister today on Facebook, or I saw my cousin today on Instagram, so I'm good. You know, I got my hellos and I don't need to call nobody and see how they doing. I don't need to go stop past no one's house and check up on them. Or I don't need to talk to the stranger on the street and let them know it's going to be all right. I posted a meme that said it's going to be all right. So I spoke to maybe about 4,000 strangers. So, you know, I did my due diligence. And what my concern with all of that is that without things being face to face, are we losing our human connection? Because even though it seems like we're connecting because we're on the internet and we are really actually all connecting, but do we really actually know each other? Like, are we really connecting? And then think about it. Like, how does that person feel that you just keep walking past every day and you don't even say hello, but yet and still you can get on social media and you can say hello to 50,000 strangers. So, like, the person right there on your job might be the person that gets on social media, that gets depressed every time they see somebody living their best life. And all they want is a friend, or all they need is a word of encouragement. Man, they might be the right person to invite to church, but they don't have it in them to really ask for that type of help. We gotta be that help when we go out into the world. And it has to be more than social media. I mean, we definitely have to leave social media in its place, but then don't lose that human connection. Don't lose that human connection, because after a while it becomes computers and tablets and telephones and all of these different things. And it's the robotics and the technology, and we can do all these great things through technology. But what about that human touch, man? We can't lose the human touch. We definitely have to remember to smile. We definitely have to keep our heads up just for somebody else. You never know who's watching, who see you hold your head up. And even though you might have a hard time holding your head up, keep your head up. You never know who's watching. And then don't be too afraid to say hello. If you can say hello to 50,000 people on social media, you can say hello to at least 5 people in person a day. It don't matter how awkward it is. Go through the awkwardness, because guess what? After a while, it won't be so awkward. After a while, you can build real relationships. You can really have, you know, an impact on someone's life, not just on the internet, but in reality, in real life. So like, and it don't even have to be like no long drawn out conversation. Like, I mean, sometimes we feel like we got to have these long drawn out conversations to lead everybody to Christ. And if God is leading you to do that, absolutely do it. But if he ain't leading you to do that, let me tell you something. A smile can go a long way. A hello can go a long way. It's going to be all right can go a long way. A prayer can go a long way. Don't lose human connection because of technology. Leverage technology. Use the gifts that God gave us. It is not the devil. I don't care what this other generation may be talking about. It is not the devil. The devil is not social media. Now, the devil can use social media, but which one is more powerful, God or Satan? Obviously, God. And if God can use whatever he wants, and trust me, I see a lot of good that's happening on social media. So social media is not the devil. Get that out of your mind. And I can't stress that enough to the older generation. But at the same time, you know, there does need to be a balance to it, or a limit, some limitations to it, where we understand its place, its proper place, and we're able to go forward in life and not lose the most important key elements in life. That's our, like our family and our friends, our neighbors, the person at the grocery store, our coworkers. So, you know, say hello to 5 people today. Just try it out. See if you get like an awkward feeling, or do they say hello back? Because that could happen too. Are you bold enough to just say it? Like, do you find yourself saying it under your breath? Hello versus, hey, how you doing? You know, so like, just say hello to 5 people today, and then challenge yourself to smile when you do it, you know, and hold your head up high and hold a strong posture. Stand right there in your space and be confident in who you are, not just on the internet, but in person. And it's not about really knocking the person who may have some social awkwardness, because I think we all do, but I know I've had moments where I'm like, I'm the life of the party. And then I've had moments where I'm like the most socially awkward person that I could possibly feel like at the moment. And the key to that is just be yourself. Like, if it feels awkward, it feels awkward. So what? And if it doesn't, okay, so what? Just be yourself, and then encourage other people to be themselves and to love themselves and love yourself. And guess what? All it takes is 5 hellos and 5 smiles. So try that and see where it takes you as far as that human touch. Let's not lose that. Oh, and so my last song I'm going to play is going to be from The Misfits, Volume 2. And I think I'm going to do a little bit of GOG, because that song is something I just like that song. How about that? And the background knowledge on that, just in case somebody gets super religious on me, God over gods, anything that we put in place of God is considered a god. It's an idol. So he's the God over gods. He's God even over the idol. He'll shut you down and quick, shut your idol down quick, fast, in a hurry. A lot of times trends happen. People start worshiping things and objects and stuff like that. And they start to make that stuff like a god to them. And we know God ain't into that foolishness. Sometimes we can make money a God. Sometimes we can make people a God. Like, you know, more than our relationship with God, we got to be with this person and we got to be doing whatever that person say, not what God say. And so, I mean, it's whatever we're trying to put in place of God. We just got to put God back in his rightful place and he's first. Yeah, we may not get everything right in the process, but if we put him first, everything else will fall in place. So this next one is GOG.
It's G-O-G. He's the God over God. He's the King of Kings. He won't find God over everything.
I'm not a rapper that just got here overnight. God put the word in me and gave me gifts to honor Christ. Y'all serving money, men and women, and forgot the price. I ain't a rebel, I comply, cause he saved my life. And I don't money dance, I just worship him, cause he's the King of Kings and the great I am. Ain't making money just to splurge and to show off. I get the microphone with a message and go off.
I got the word in my heart, rip it and flip it and tear it apart. Going out straight to the streets, showing them love and doing my part. I got a purpose to live, I get the money to give. I see the pain inside them, I just be praying for them.
Y'all so lost, what y'all searching for?
Lost my mind, was locked in a box, hey, like a vegetable. Couldn't even move none of my limbs, why? Cause I was in control. Look at your life, where you at? Whoa, you are overruled. Look at my God, where he at? Yep, he is over you.
Yeah.
Who is our God? Yeah, what do we give in our heart? Is it the one that be setting the bar? All of the ones that do good with their heart.
Yeah.
You ever been lost? Following, counting the cost. Look at the way that we give it all. Why do we stand up to stumble and fall?
Y'all so lost, what y'all searching for? I can find him. Real love, be myself, cause I ain't scared to win. I could quit, I ain't stupid though. I ain't giving in. He's my king, he's my everything. He's my best friend. When I'm lost, he will find me like a precious jewel. You a fool if you think that he won't do for you. Everything else is obsolete when it comes to him. God of gods, he's my king. He's the God of everything. When I'm lost, he will find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost, he will find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost, he will find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost.
I must admit that I'm a sinner that was saved by grace.
Everything else is
gon' find me like a precious.